This is Akashvani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress.
8% se zyada ki growth rate hamari pragati ki nayi gati ka pratibimb hai. Ye sirf number nahi hai, ye strong macro economic signal hai. ये संदेश है कि भारत आज ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी का ग्रोथ ड्राइवर बन रहा है और हमारे ये आंकड़े तब है जब ग्लोबल ग्रोथ 3% के आसपास है.
Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story. Mr. Modi further said that for transforming tomorrow, change is firmly rooted in the strong foundation being built today. He mentioned that India's potential has long been untapped, but conventionally underdeveloped sectors like the Northeast, villages, Tier 2 and 3 cities, women and youth, blue economy and space sector are now realizing their full potential. The Prime Minister noted that trust between the people and government has now strengthened. He said that earlier the system was skeptical of its own people, but now the citizen-centric approach has streamlined governance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that no country has a say on how India develops its relations with others. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India has a freedom of choice in geopolitics and enjoys strategic autonomy. Dr. Jaishankar also dismissed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the US or stall the expected free trade agreement or FTA with them. He added that there is no lack of communication or negotiations with the American side. India and the United States have unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and renewed their commitment to strengthening multilateral cooperation in the field of countering terrorism, including in the UN, Quad, and the Financial Action Task Force, that is FTAF. The two countries held the 21st meeting of the India-USA Joint Working Group, or JWG, on Counterterrorism, or CT, and the 7 Designations Dialogue on December 3rd. The two sides called for additional designations of ISIS and Al-Qaeda's affiliates and Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed and their proxy groups, supporters, sponsors, financiers and backers under the UN 1267 sanctions regime, ensuring their members face a global asset freeze, travel ban and arms embargo. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, Dr. Ambedkar established the highest ideals of social justice by ensuring rights for labourers, farmers and the weaker sections of society. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw also termed Dr. Ambedkar as the guiding light of equality and justice while paying floral tribute to him in the national capital. The Election Commission has said more than 50 crore 93 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. It is 99.93% of nearly 51 crore electors that will be covered in this phase. The Commission said that nearly 49 crore forms have been digitized so far. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on 4th of November this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. And India made a strong start at the season-ending ISSF World Cup final in Doha with Suruchi Singh securing the women's 10-meter air pistol gold and setting a new junior world record. Compatriot Sayam added silver, delivering a commanding opening for the Indian contingent. Suruchi shot 245.1 in the final, surpassing Manu Bhakar's 6-year-old junior world record of 244.7. And that is the end of this news bulletin.